Hello, everyone. Welcome to Northern Gardening Tips. I'm Cheryl Moore Goff with the Northern News Network. The asparagus you plant this year will be around for a long time as it's a perennial. If you decided to put some in this spring, you need to plan and prepare the soil well. I'll be back in a moment.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Asparagus is not native to this country, but was brought from Europe by early colonists and then spread westward with homesteaders. Birds carried the fruit from gardens to the trees, where the seeds fell to form new plants. These continue to propagate themselves in the wild and have become naturalized in many areas. Folks who discover these patches often keep their little secret to themselves. Freshly picked raw asparagus is a treat only farmers and vegetable gardeners get to enjoy. Purchase 1 or 2 year old crowns, selecting one of the more vigorous hybrid male cultivars for your garden. You can, of course, plant seeds, but seedling growth is highly variable. Let the pros weed out the weaklings. First, get rid of all the weeds in your planting bed. Work in about 75 pounds of well-rotted manure or compost per 100 square feet of bed and some high potassium and phosphorus fertilizer before planting. Dig a trench about 12 inches deep with slight mounds at the bottom every 18 inches. Spread the crowns over the mounds, making sure the central bud is pointing upward, and cover it with about 2 inches of soil. As the shoots grow, keep covering them with additional soil until the trench is filled, always keeping the shoot tip just showing above the soil level. Don't harvest the first year. Harvest lightly the second, and full harvest begins the third year. Allow the last spears to grow to ferns and die back naturally. This is Northern Gardening Tips on the Northern News Network.